So let's just finish this up now. We're almost done. You got the idea, though, that she likes coffee from that. All right. I think it's pretty clear with all the repeated coffee and so on, which is in the original German. So anyway, so her father then says, if you don't give up coffee for me, you shall have no wedding feast and not go out walking. A little tough love here. And Lisa says, oh, yes, only leave me my coffee. And she, no, now I'll catch the little monkey. I'll not let you get any whalebone dress of the current width. You know. And she says, I can easily put up with that. Then Mr. Humdrum, you shall not go to the window and see everybody passing by. This too, you know, but I only beg of you, let me keep my coffee. Mr. Humdrum, you shall also not from my hand obtain a silver or gold band for your bonnet. Yes, yes, oh, only leave me my pleasure. So she, you know, she's really stuck on her coffee. She's not going to break the habit easily. You frivolous Lieskin, then you do you concede everything to me? And then he has an aria. Girls who are self-willed are not easily won over, but if the right spot is touched, then one happily succeeds. And so he says, now listen what your father says. And everything but coffee, she comes right back. Well then, so you must also resign yourself to never taking a husband. Oh yes, father, a husband. I swear that it will not come about until I give up coffee, she says. Then coffee, stay renounced. Father, then listen, I'll drink no more. And then he says, then you shall have one someday. And then she sings this aria, this very day, dear father, do it now. Ah, husband, truly this suits me well. It should soon thus come about that before I go to bed, I at last, in exchange for coffee, should catch a gallant one. All right? And, you know, this is basically where the poem that was published ended. So Daddy won, right? But not in Bach's hands. Because what Bach did then, either it was, we don't know who wrote this, the additional text afterwards, but what happens is that Bach's coffee cantata turns this moral totally on its head, because this new text, which may have been by Bach, but we don't know, follows as such. Lieschen does an aside to the audience, and she says, now old Humdrum goes and seeks how he can soon provide a husband for his daughter. Oh, no, I'm sorry, this is the narrator. Now old Humdrum goes and seeks how he can soon provide a husband for his daughter Lieschen. But Lieschen scares, secretly spreads it about. No wooer shall come to me in the house unless he himself has promised me, included it in the marriage contract, too, that I may be allowed to make coffee whenever I wish. So that will be a condition for her marriage, is that she will marry only someone who will let her coffee. I love the old translation, the old-fashioned translation, that he will let me drink coffee when I chance to crave it. That's the old-fashioned. Anyway, and then this follows with a chorus with all the participants singing, the three singers. The cat does not leave mousing. The girls remain coffee gossips. The mother loves the coffee habit. The grandmother also drank it. So who now will scold the daughters? What I love about this piece, of course, is that it gives us a sense of, you know, Bach the human being. You know, we tend to put him up on this big thing. But, you know, as I once wrote in some program notes and they edited it out, because somehow they felt it was too, when I said, you know, that Bach loved to eat, he loved beer, he loved tobacco, he loved to make love, he loved his coffee, you know? He was a regular guy, and with a very human instincts and desires and pleasures, and it's just that he also had this incredible genius for music, that the like of which I don't think we ever saw before or since. So anyway, with that little insight into this great composer and sort of connecting him to something you wouldn't normally associate him with, I hope you've enjoyed. And thanks again to our musicians. And thanks to Justin for his help.
That was great.